prophesied by Bais Mishnah Aleph that Emma Fakhorsh and Bethoda Alaba Eris field. Until when can he plow a white field, an Eris field? A white field is referring to a field that produces grain. The reason why it's called a white field is because since there are no trees in the field, so there is no shade in the field, so the field looks white from the sun. And we said previously that Minotaur, you're not allowed to plow the last 30 days of the 6 year, 30 days prior to Shemitah. You're not allowed to do work on the land Minotaur. And the Rabbanan extended the Isra with regard to an orchard. The Rabbanan said you can't plow an orchard after Shavuot of the 6 year. And when did the Rabbanan extend the Isra until with regard to a Sada Olav, a field that produces grain? Until when are you allowed to plow an Eretz field? A Sada Olav. Achetichla Alecha. Until the moistness of the ground is gone. Kozman Shabani Adam Korshan Lita to make shows of a midlot. Kozman, that people are still plowing in order to plant after they plow cucumbers or gourds. And a person who still wants to plant cucumbers or gourds in the 6 year, when he plows, he's going to plow while there's still moistness in the ground, so he can plant after he plows. Once the ground is no longer moist, if he is plowing, it's not to plant anymore. In the 6 year, he can't plant anymore since there's no moistness in the ground. Instead, he is plowing to prepare the land for the 7th year. So therefore, if the ground is still moist, then we assume when you're plowing in order to still plant cucumbers or gourds in the 6 year. So that plowing is not for the 7th year, it's for the 6 year, and you'd be allowed to plow an Eretz field. But if you're plowing after there's no longer any moistness in the ground, so you no longer are going to plant the cucumbers and the gourds on Eretz field since the ground is not moist anymore, instead you're plowing in order to prepare the land for the 7th year, so it is forbidden to plow anymore in Eretz field since you're plowing for Shvi'ez, you're not plowing for Eretz Shvi'ez. Amar Rabbi Shimon, the Torah Koracha Be'acha Be'ad. Rabbi Shimon said, if you say that you're allowed to plow while the ground is still moist in Eretz Shvi'ez, each person will be plowing at a different time. As one person will say, my field is still moist, and another person will feel his field is not moist anymore. So you'll have one person plowing while another person is not plowing, and we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't give a shear that will be different to each person. Instead, the Chachamim gave a time which will be the same for everybody. The Chachamim said, you can plow in the 6 year a Sada Halavan, a field that produces grain, up to Pesach, while a Sada Ilan, an orchard, you can plow up to Shavuos. The reason for the discrepancy between a Sada Halavan and a Sada Ilan is because a Sada Halavan, if you're plowing it after Pesach, you're plowing it not for the 6 year, but to prepare the karka for the 7th year. After Pesach, you're no longer planting in the 6 year. While Sada Ilan, if you're plowing it after Pesach, you still could be plowing it for the 6 year. And the reason why you're plowing the Sada Ilan is so that the rain will get deep into the ground to better water the trees, and that could be for the fruit of the 6 year, not necessarily for the fruit of the 7th year, so therefore, you're allowed to plow a Sada Ilan all the way up to Shavuos of the 7th year. He said previously that you're not allowed to work on the ground on Eretz Shvi'ez in the year prior to Shvi'ez, the 6th year of Shemitah. If the avoda that you're doing on the ground in the 6th year is not for the betterment of the parish for the 6th year, instead it's to prepare the land for the 7th year. Such a case would be forbidden to do malacha even during the 6 year. Now this mission is going to teach us certain malachas that you are allowed to do on Eretz Shvi'ez during the 6 year. You're allowed to be mezabel the karka, you're allowed to fertilize the karka. As fertilizing the karka is for the necessity of the parents of the 6 year, it's not to prepare the karka for the 7th year, so therefore it's mutter during the 6 year all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the 7th year. And so too, you can hoe the ground in which you're growing cucumbers and gourds all the way up to Rosh Hashanah, the 7th year. You can do this the entire 6 year since you're hoeing the ground for the necessity of the cucumbers and the gourds, not to prepare the land for the 7th year. V'chein b'beit hashlachim. And so too in a beit hashlachim. Beit hashlachim is a land that needs to be constantly irrigated. It's not enough with the rainwater. You also have to water it yourself. And since it requires constant irrigation, the pears take a longer time to ripen. So therefore, on a Beit HaShlachim, even if you're growing produce other than cucumbers and gourds, you're allowed to hoe the land all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. And since it takes a long time for the pears to ripen, the hoeing that you're doing in the land all the way up to Rosh Hashanah is not to prepare the land for the seventh year. Instead, it's for the betterment of the pears that's growing during the sixth year. So therefore, it would be mutter to hoe a Beis HaShlachim all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, since you're doing it for the necessity of the pears that it's producing during the sixth year. Miyablim Mefarkim Ma'avkim Ma'ashtin Ad Rosh Hashanah. These malachas are mutter all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the sixth year. The following malachas are malachas that even on Shvi'ez itself are only usher mitarab parim. And the Torah did not usher every type of work on the field during the year of Shemitah. Only certain types of avodah are forbidden during the years of Shvi'ez. And there are some avodah that the Torah did not usher, but the Rabbanan did usher during the years of Shemitah. And the avodahs that the Rabbanan usher during the years of Shemitah, since they're not usher in our Torah, it is permitted to do these avodos during the entire sixth year, all the way up to Rosh Hashanah, even though the avodos that you're doing is to prepare the land for the seventh year. And since there are only us and the Rabbanan on Shvi'ez itself, the Rabbanan did not ask to do these avodos on Erev Shvi'ez during the sixth year. And these malachas are to be miyabel, which is to cut off the blemishes from the trees, and also to be mefarik, which means to remove the extra leaf from the tree, that these leaves are weighing down the tree. You want to remove the leaf so it doesn't weigh down on the tree. You're allowed to do these malachas, the entire Erev Shvi'ez. And so too, you're allowed to be ma'avik, which is to cover up the roots of the trees that have become exposed, and you cover them with dust. And also, you're allowed to be ma'ashin, which is to smoke out the talam, the worms, on the trees. You make a fire and have the smoke go off in the trees to kill the worms. All these avodas are mutter the entire sixth year, all the way up to Rosh Hashanah, the seventh year. And even though these avodas are to prepare the ground for the seventh year, since these avodas are only usher but Rabbanan on Shemitah itself, the Rabbanan did not offer you to do these malachas on Erev Shvi'ez during the sixth year, so you can do these malachas all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Af Naitahu et Allah, Menash, Gol Peshvi'ez. Rabbi Shimon says, even on Shvi'ez itself, you can take the leaves from the clusters of grapes. As the Tanakhama said, that you're allowed to be mefarik on Erev Shvi'ez, which means to remove the leaves from the tree on Erev Shvi'ez, but only on Erev Shvi'ez, not on Shvi'ez itself. And Rabbi Shimon is saying, even on Shvi'ez itself, you're allowed to remove the leaves from the trees. As according to Rabbi Shimon, to remove the leaf from the tree is not a malacha that is asur, even on Shvi'ez itself. So therefore, you can do that malacha not only on Erev Shvi'ez, according to Rabbi Shimon, but even on Shvi'ez itself.